and 10 unaccompanied children have been sent to the detention centre on Nauru. The charity employed to look after the teenagers, Save the Children, says the minors arrived yesterday morning and will be held in the family camp. But one of the charity's leaders has made it clear that Save the Children doesn't think the government should send vulnerable children offshore. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The 10 teenagers who've been sent to Nauru will live in the family camp and be cared for by Save the Children. The charity's Director of International Programs, Scott Gilbert, says the unaccompanied children will be supervised at all times.
They'll stay in the community with the other asylum seekers on Nauru, and we'll do everything that we can to make sure that they get access to people of different ages, and we think that's really important. When you consider where most of these children come from, they rely very closely on senior role models.
There are already warnings that the children's mental health could suffer. Sophie Peer is the campaign director at Chill Out, an advocacy group opposed to the detention of children.
The biggest risk is absolutely that these children will have serious mental health issues, and as we've seen from teenagers in detention, issues of self-harm, attempted suicide, and potentially worse, is going to face the Australian public.
And I'd agree with our friends at Chill Out, I think most definitely. The research has shown the longer that children are kept in detention, the more it impacts their physical and mental health and well-being. The challenge for us is really making sure that they get they're safe, firstly, that they're in an environment whereby they can't do harm to themselves or others can't do harm to them.
Save the Children may be caring for the unaccompanied children on Nauru, but Scott Gilbert says the charity doesn't think the children should be sent offshore.
We do not think under any circumstances that children as vulnerable as these should be sent offshore for processing, as it's called. We believe that the best place for these children is in the Australian community where they get the support and the standard of care and services that they require, and that still remains our very, very strong position.
Scott Gilbert from the charity Save the Children, ending Felicity Ogilvie's report.